Whoa, don't touch with fingers.
Hey, it's good to see you. I have a couple things I'd like to show you today. A little different, but you got one of these at home? It's an extension cord. It's got a power strip here. They can plug in a few things. So let's do that. Let's plug in a few things into this. The first thing is something Janelle bought me a little while ago. It's a happy light. Why she would get me a happy light, I'm not sure. Maybe she thought I was a little grumpy in the morning. I don't know. But I do use it. And so in the morning, I plug it in, and it gives me what? Happy light. Whether or not it makes me happy, I don't know. You'll have to ask Janelle. But I have it anyways. In the morning, I use it. I got something else also from Janelle. One of these things here. Egg beater. Put it in. Actually, I don't use these very often. I think they go like this and like this. This one. There we go.
Whoa. Don't touch with fingers.
I think you... I broke it. Am I in trouble? Anyways, you plug it in. And you turn it on. Oh, no. Now? That looks more like a weapon. Sorry, Janelle. I'll get you another one. I think I really wrecked it. Wasn't part of the plan, friends. Okay, I'm distracted now. Does this still work? Nope. So you know how things work. You plug them into the electrical outlet and then they're supposed to work unless somebody breaks them. Now, you've done this at home, but let's say you do something a little different that you probably have never done at home before, but just give me 1 second here. You take the plug-in end here, and instead of putting it into the wall, you put it into itself, into the power strip. And let's see what happens. Well, you likely know, no power, no more entertainment, right? That's supposed to happen because these things can't operate by themselves. They need electricity in order to do what they've been created to do. In a similar way, not exactly, we need something from the outside to allow us to do what we've been created to do. Now, what does this do? What gives light? This used to mix. What are we created to do? We're created to know, love, and serve God. And just like without electricity, these things cannot do what they've been created to do. We cannot do what we've been created to do on our own strength, plugged into our own efforts. We can't. And that's why we need the grace of God. This is the theme that Father Gabriel has been going through for the last couple of days and will continue to. Our complete and utter dependency upon God. This is what he says about humility. Humility is a virtue which keeps within just limits the love of one's own excellence. Can we love our own excellence? Well, only to the degree that we acknowledge and anything that's excellent that's come from our life is because of the grace of God. Can a light shine without electricity or an egg beater work without electricity? No. Can anything excellent happen in our lives without the grace of God? No. In fact, Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. That's literally nothing. Well, the only thing that's worse than nothing, and there is one thing that's worse than nothing, and that is offending God. And that is what happens when we live a life without grace. We live offending God. That's a life without him. I'm reminded about what Jesus said about Judas who betrayed him. He said it would be better for that man not to have even been born. Harsh words for Judas. But it's a reminder to us that we need God's grace in order to be able to please him, to honor him, and to live a life worthy of him. Humility makes us realize that in the sight of God, we are only his little creatures, entirely dependent upon him for our existence and for our works. Having received life from God, we cannot subsist even one moment independently of him. He who gave us existence by his creative action maintains life in us by his conserving action. Father Gabriel reminding us God has brought us out of nothing by his creative action, and he holds us into existence right now as you listen to this by his conserving action. In other words, if God decided, he could stop holding us together right now. Take, for example, a masterpiece painting. I got one behind me. I want to show you. It's painted by, obviously, this is a copy of The Prodigal Son. I love this painting. It tells the story of the prodigal son who's come home after squandering everything, and his father embraces him. You know, the light is coming from the left side. The father embraces the son, and the eldest son looks down upon him in confusion and in pride, a slave in his own father's house. What did this painting need in order to be in existence? Well, it needed the painter. The painter, Rembrandt, created and painted this masterpiece, The Prodigal Son. But this painting also exists because the paint rests upon the canvas that still holds it into existence now. If you remove the canvas, what would happen to the painting? Well, it would cease to be. The canvas holds the masterpiece in its place. And the grace of God, his conserving action, holds you, his masterpiece, in place. Without God, in this very moment, we cease to exist. Today, I want to challenge you with this meditation. Remind yourself of the truth that Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. We can't move our little finger. We can't have good thoughts. We can't act virtuously. We can't do anything supernaturally, like faith, hope, and love. Those theological virtues are impossible. But not only that, we can't even be, we can't exist without God. So think about this in your prayer today. Take that into your mental prayer and just think about those words, without me, you can do nothing. And then throughout your day, remind yourself of this truth. As light cannot shine without electricity, as the canvas holds the paint in its proper place, the grace of God causes us to be and then fulfill our purpose, which is to know, love, and serve him. But unlike this, and unlike this, we have free will, and we have to cooperate. So friends, thanks for watching. Share with me below what's the go-to and why. And remember, without Jesus, we can do nothing.